Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional service and the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 133. I say the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional service because this particular podcast, as you know, has been a part of that service for so long, but it is a standalone podcast. And here's where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique Bible, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Exodus chapter 39. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you so much for your revealing holy word. And I pray now that you would fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the strength and the energy, Lord, to read your holy word, to understand it, and to read it and to understand it and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others. And to preach your holy gospel from your holy word. For as we have we have learned, your holy gospel is based upon all of your holy scripture. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, at Exodus chapter 39. And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. And they did beat the gold into thin plates, and cut it into wires, to work it in the blue, and in the purple, and in the scarlet, and in the fine linen, with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it, to couple it together. By the two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of his ephod that was upon it was of the same, according to the work thereof, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they wrought onyx stones enclosed in arches of gold, graven as signets are graven, with the names of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of cunning work, like the work of the ephod of gold, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. It was foursquare. They made the breastplate double. A span was the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones. The first row was a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a ligure, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ouches of gold in their enclosings. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, every one with his name according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon the breastplate chains at the ends of leathern work of pure gold. And they made two arches of gold and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two leathern chains of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two leathern chains they fastened in the two ouches, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And they made two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate, upon the border of it, which was on the side of the ephod inward. And they made two other golden rings and put them on the two sides of the ephod underneath, toward the fore part of it, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of the ephod. And they did bind the breastplate by his rings unto the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not be loosed from the ephod, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue. And there was an hole in the midst of the robe, as the hole of an habergeon, with a band round about the hole, that it should not rend. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet, and twined linen. And they made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, around about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate round about the hem of the robe, to minister in, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made coats of fine linen of woven work for Aaron and for his sons, and a mitre of fine linen, and goodly bonnets of fine linen, and linen breeches of fine twined linen, and a girdle of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet of needlework, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing like to the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And they tied unto it a lace of blue, to fasten it on high upon the mitre, as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus was all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished, and the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so did they. And they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tent, and all his furniture. And they brought the tabernacle unto Moses's, and they brought the tabernacle unto Moses, the tent, and all his furniture, his tacks, his boards, his bars, and his pillars, and his sockets, and the covering of ram skins dyed red, and the covering of badger skins, and the veil of the covering, the ark of the testimony, and the staves thereof, and the mercy seat, the table and all the vessels thereof, and the showbread, the pure candlestick with the lamps thereof, even with the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof, and the oil for light, and the golden altar, and the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the tabernacle door, the brazen altar, and his grate of brass, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation, the clothes of service to do service in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and his son's garments to minister in the priest's office, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel made all the work. And Moses did look upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded, even so had they done it, and Moses blessed them. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I do pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do praise you, and I thank you so much for your mercy, your love, and your grace, for for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. Thank you, Lord, for how, Lord, even in reading about the tabernacle, your Holy Spirit speaks to our heart and brings out things and shows us things that we have never seen before, even though we have read this passage before. And so thank you, Lord, for the power of your Holy Word. Help us to love it, to cherish it, to obey it, to apply it to our lives, and to share it with others, and to preach and proclaim your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional memorial service. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic book, Morning and Evening. This is the podcast, and this is episode number 443. You might have gotten a little thrown off when I mentioned the Standing Between the Living and the Dead devotional memorial service. But as many of you know, this particular podcast, which stands alone, was a part and is a part and has been a part of that service for a long time. And so we thought that we would mention it, for it has become familiar to many. The passage of scripture that the Prince of Preachers chose for our hearing and reading today is Revelation chapter 21, verse 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Yonder in the better world, the inhabitants are independent of all creature comforts. They have no need of raiment. Their white robes never wear out, neither shall they ever be defiled. They need no medicine to heal diseases, for the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. They need no sleep to recruit their frames. They rest not day nor night, but unweariedly praise him in his temple. They need no social relationship to minister comfort, and whatever happiness they may derive from association with their fellows is not essential to their bliss, for their Lord's society is enough for their largest desires. They need no teachers there. They doubtless commune with one another concerning the things of God, but they do not require this by way of instruction. They shall all be taught of the Lord. Ours are the alms at the king's gate, but they feast at the table itself. Here we lean upon the friendly arm, but there they lean upon their beloved and upon him alone. Here we must have the help of our companions, but there they find all they want in Christ Jesus. Here we look to the meat which perisheth, and to the raiment which decays before the moth. But there they find everything in God. In God. We use the bucket to fetch us water from the well. But there they drink from the fountainhead and put their lips down to the living water. Here the angels bring us blessings, but we shall want no messengers from heaven then. They shall need no Gabriels there to bring their love notes from God. For there they shall see him face to face. Oh, what a blessed time shall that be, when we shall have mounted above every second cause and shall rest upon the bare arm of God. What a glorious hour, when God and not his creatures, the Lord and not his works, shall be our daily joy. Our souls shall then have attained the perfection of bliss. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and thank you so much for this time together around your holy word, with you, with your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and with my family in tow, and also with your servant who you gave, I believe, the mother load of anointing and unction, Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He being dead, yet speaketh by your power, and I give you all of the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.